We'll begin with Revelation chapter 15.
可是呢，我们上次轻轻提了一点。
And though we mentioned lightly one point last time.
是，我们今天还是从头再来。
But we'll all begin from the beginning.
十五章给我们所看到的乃是在大灾难的结局显明以前天上的那一长段的意象。
What chapter 15 allows for us to see is the various visions before the victory of the result of the Great Tribulation.
我这一个意象所包括的时间很长。
And this vision encompasses a very long period of time.
如果从时间来说，可以说从创世以前神开始。
If we are to have an understanding of the time frame, it can say that it is before the foundation of the world.
一直到了灾难的时期。
Until the time of the tribulation.
如果从内容来说，
if we look at it from the content itself,
那是包括神对以色列的拣选，一直到以色列在神的计划里头的复兴。
It includes the time of the choice of Israel from God until the revival of the Israelites before God.
如果从蝙蝠上面来说呢？
If we look at it from its repetitiveness,
那就从十二章一直到十五章。
That is from chapter 12 to chapter 15.
严格说起来，还不只是从十二章开始。
To be strict, it not only begins in chapter 12.
应该是从第十章开始。
It should begin with chapter 10.
一直到十五章为止。
Even to the end of chapter 15.
那所以我们常常感觉启示录很难，很难明白。
And so many times we feel it is very difficult to understand Revelation.
原因乃是在这一类的经文。
The reason being in this type of scripture in these chapters.
因为这一类的经文是超过时间的那个次序的。
Because in these chapters, it surpasses the order in time.
也超过那个事情发生的先后次序的。
It also surpasses the order in which the events take place.
如果我们不能把它很清楚的分别出来。
And so we cannot clearly separate them out.
我们就很乱了。
We'll be very confused.
我们就觉得很困难了。
We feel very difficult.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
如果我们存着一个心思在他面前寻求。
Now we have a heart to seek before him.
也很细心的去注意他所说的话。
And if we pay careful attention to the words spoken.
他就给我们看见事情是怎么安排又怎么发生。
He would allow for us to see how the events.And arrange and unfold.
那接着来到第十五章的时候。
And so when we're in chapter 15 now.
那是这一段的意象里边最后的一个内容。
And in this passage is the last content of the vision.
第五章十五章一开始就说，我又看见在天上有意象。
And chapter 15 begins, and I saw another sign in heaven.
大而且奇。
Great and marvelous.
那这一个意象的特点，
and so this special point of this vision,
就是在第一节末了那两句话。
It is in the last part of verse 1.
因为神的大怒在这七灾中发尽了。
For in them is filled up the wrath of God.
那也就是说，
that is also to say,
这一个意象带给我们接触到神的大怒发尽了。
It gives us in this vision that the great wrath of God is filled up.
那这七他神的大怒是怎样发尽的呢？
And so then, how is the great wrath of God filled up?
这就是这一个最末了的意象的内容所指出来的。
And so that is pointed out to us in the content of this last vision.
那约翰当时所看见这个意象是怎么样的呢？
And so then, what is this vision which John saw?
它是大而且奇。
It said it's great and marvelous.
大。
Great.
就是很大了。
It is very great.
伟大的大。
It is grand.
不是大小的大。
It's not only great or small.
是大很伟大的大。
It is great. It is grand.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为往下看，我们看到。
Because when we read on, we can see.
看到事情的发生是从天上的殿开始。
We can see that this event takes place from the temple in heaven.
而所发生的事情所带来的结果就是结束了。 神的大怒。
And the result of all these events and the great wrath of God.
而奇是奇在什么呢
？Marvelous. Where is it marvelous?
奇就奇在当这些事情经过了以后。
It is marvelous that when these events are past,
神的旨意就进入一个新的阶段。
That the will of God will enter into a new stage.
那究竟约翰所看见最末了的那一个这一段的意象里边最末了的那个内容是什么呢
？And so in this vision which John saw, in fact, what is the last content of it?
那他就是看见掌管神大怒的掌管最末了的那七个灾难的天使。
And he saw the angels who held in their hands.In charge of the last tribulation.
但弟兄姊妹，你注意吧。
Now, brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这个话，你不细细去注意，你没有觉得有什么特别、啊。
And so, if you do not pay attention to these words, you do not find anything special about it.
他说大而且奇，我们看上去也没有什么很稀奇的。
And he says it's great and marvelous, but when we read it, there's nothing great and marvelous about it.
因为他所看见就是。七个管理七灾的天使
Because all he saw was seven angels having the seven last plagues.
但是问题在这里
But that's the issue.
我们就要问
We have to ask.
这七个天使那个时候在哪里
Where are these seven angels at that time?
这里没有说
Here it does not tell us.
只是说他看见这个掌管末了七灾的天使
But he only says that John saw seven angels having the seven last plagues.
这七个灾就是神的大怒发尽了的那一个原因
and that these seven last plagues are the reason why after they are finished for in them is filled up the great wrath of God
now, 如果我们看到第六节
now we see verse 6
我们就看到了
then we see
这七位天使原来是在天上的殿的里面
that these seven angels originally was in the temple in heaven
他们还没有走出来
they have not come forth
但是我们就要问了
then we have to ask
那约翰怎么能看见他们
Then how is John able to see them?
这七个天使还是在圣殿的里面
If these seven angels are still in the temple
那约翰怎么能看见他们
Then how can John see them?
那这就是奇的地方
And so that is why it's marvelous
我们感谢神
We thank God
这个意象是神给约翰看见的
This vision was given to John from God
神要给约翰看见什么我们不一定能完全了解那个过程
And so whatever God shows to John we may not completely understand the process
但是我们能了解那个意象的内容就够了
But as long as we understand the content of that vision that is enough
那现在我们又产生一个问题了
And so now there's this question
我们交通了这个灾难那么久
We have shared on the tribulation for such a long time
我们一直没有很肯定的指出灾难的起头是三年半
We have not assuredly pointed out that the beginning of the tribulation is 3.5 years
引出来的大灾难又是三年半
And the great tribulation that is brought forth is also 3.5 years
一共就是七年
And so when the total of that is 7 years
究竟这三年半的那一个分界线在哪里
And so then where is that separation of those 2-3.5 years
我们一直没有很明确的指出来
We have never pointed that out very clearly
事实上也其实很不太容易指出这一条界限
And the fact is that it's not very easy to point out very clearly that line
所以在读经的弟兄们的中间就有不同的领会
So within the brothers who study the Bible there are different views
有人以为从第一号开始就是大灾难
Some say that from the first trumpet that is the great tribulation
有些弟兄们就以为从第五号开始那才是大灾难
Some brethren deem it that from the beginning of the fifth trumpet that would be the great tribulation
也有一些弟兄认为七个碗这一个时间才是大灾难
And some brethren ascribe that the seven vials are the beginning of the great tribulation
那当然每一个看主张他们都有一点的根据
and of course no matter what view they have some kind of basis
但究竟这个三年半是从哪里开始
but in fact when does this last 3.5 years begin
那如我们承认如果我们不很细的掌握住全部的里面所提到的那些事实
and we confess if we cannot carefully grasp all the facts that is mentioned in here
我们不大容易能确定究竟这 这个大灾难是在什么时候开始？
Then it is not easy for us to understand when does the Great Tribulation begin.
因为里面提到关乎这三年半里边的事情啊，只要你在一件事情上有疏忽，你都没有办法很完整很清楚的看到这三年半的是什么地方开始，什么地方结束。
And so when you want to find out the period of these 3.5 years, when it begins or when it ends, even if you neglect one matter within that period, it is hard for you to grasp when it actually begins.
当然，这个时间什么时候开始和结束不是最重要。
And of course, when this period actually begins or ends is not of most importance.
最重要是这个大灾难的意义。
But the most important thing is about the meaning of the Great Tribulation.
但是如果我们能知道这个事情的开始和结束，那当然也有对我们认识神的作为也是有帮助。
But of course, we were able to understand the beginning and the end of the Great Tribulation. That would also help us in understanding the work of God.
那么现在我们读到十五章的时候
，And so now when we're in chapter 15,
就看见有七个灾在前面要来了。
We see that there are seven plagues about to begin.
这七个灾是说出了一个事实，神的大怒在这个七个灾中，
And the seven plagues tell us of a fact, for in them is filled up the great wrath of God.
有没有可能大灾难就是这七个灾呢？
And so, is it possible that the great tribulation are these seven plagues?
如果我们说这七个灾就是大灾难，
If we say these seven plagues is the great tribulation,
跟上面约翰所看到的意象就有一点不容易调和了。
Then it is not in harmony with some of the vision that John saw.
因为在还没有吹第五号以前呢、啊、
Because before the fifth trumpet is sound,
弟兄姊妹们你就看到一件事情了。
Brothers and sisters, then you can see one thing.
我们把那个经文翻回第九章
Let's turn back to the scripture in chapter
9. 因为在还没有吹第五号以前呢。
Now, before the fifth trumpet sounded,
我们就看到有一件事情。
We see one thing.
第五号一吹。
When the fifth trumpet sounded,
他就说第一样灾祸过了。
It says that the first, woe has passed.
然后第六号一吹。
And when the sixth trumpet sounded,
11章14节那里。
And so in chapter 11, verse 14,
第二样灾祸过去了。
The second woe was passed.
那第三样灾祸就快来了。
And behold, the third woe cometh quickly.
那第三样灾祸是什么？
And so then, what is the third woe?
我们以前提过了。
Before we have mentioned.
第三样灾祸就是第七号。
That the third woe is the seventh trumpet.
第七号一吹就吹出七个碗。
And when the seventh trumpet sounds, it is seven vials.
所以整个七个碗都是第七号的内容。
And so the entire seven vials is the content of the seventh trumpet.
那如果我们这样看到这个事实的时候。
And so when we can see the facts in this
way. 我们就留意到第八章末了。
Then we can see at the end of chapter 8.
最末了，最末了在哪里
？At the very, very end of chapter 8,
13节呢，我就看见一个鹰飞在空中，并听见他大声说：“三位天使要吹那其余的号，你们住在地上的民，祸灾，祸灾，祸灾。”
And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound."
那第三个祸灾啊，和刚才我们所提的第一个灾难过去了，第二个灾祸又来。
And so these three woes are the ones we have just read, that the first woe is past, the second one cometh quickly.
然后第二个过去了，他们就又说到第三样灾祸就来了。
And it says after the second woe is past, the first and second is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly.
那这样看起来的时候。
And so when we read it in this way,
七个碗,
the seven vials,
是第三样灾祸没有难处。
it is the third world, we have no problem with that.
因为第三样灾祸是从第七，所以第七号所引出来的。
Because the third world is brought forth by the sounding of the seventh trumpet.
但是常常叫我们感到困惑的。
But many times what troubles us.
那是我们太重视第七号一吹的时候，天上宣告神基督的国度来了。
It is that when the seventh trumpet sounded, there is a heavenly proclamation that the kingdom of Christ cometh.
所以我们就把整个的注意力都放在基督的国度要来了。
And so then we put all our focus that the kingdom of Christ cometh.
就有意无意的忽略了第七号不单是一个宣告基督的国度要来。
And so then unconsciously or subconsciously we neglect that the seventh world will come.
而是第七号是同时也引出了七个碗的天使。
And that the seventh trumpet also brings forth the seven angels with the seven vials.
那如果我们把这个完整的事实来看整个的看。
And so we look at this as a complete picture.
我们就了解到七个碗乃是第三个灾祸。
Then we see that the seven vials are the third woe.
这第三个灾祸是在天使所宣告的祸灾、祸灾、祸灾，这个事实里头。
And this third woe is in the fact when the angels proclaimed woe, woe, woe.
那因此
，therefore，
我们说大灾难。是从第五号来开始是可以有点参考的价值的。
Then when we say that the great tribulations begin with the sounding of the fifth trumpet, that is worthy of our reference.
因为第一、第二、第三、第四个号吹响了以后，
because after the first, second, third, and fourth trumpet sounded,
天上的宣告并没有很明确的在那里。说地上的人祸灾祸灾祸灾。
The proclamation in heaven did not clearly sound that there would be woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth.
但等到第五号要吹以前，
but before the fifth trumpet sounded,
这个祸灾祸灾祸灾就宣告出来。
Heaven declares woe, woe, woe.
那因此，如果我们看大灾难是从第五号开始。
Therefore, when we view the Great Tribulation begins with the fifth trumpet,
这个根据是比较明确一点。
That foundation is more clear.
如果不是这样来留意呢？
Otherwise,
那我们就发觉有一个地方很容易就给我们看到有难处了。
Then there will be another place that will give us difficulty.
那就是那两个见证人。
And that is those two witnesses.
他们传道的日子是一千260天
because the days which they preach are 1260.
同时与他同时同时的时候啊又说到有有下边呢说到那个那个兽啊出来要任意而行42个月
and it also tells us at the same time with them that the beast shall come forth and do as he will for 42 months.
那我们如果不大灾难不是从第五号开始，
and so if the great tribulation does not begin with the fifth trumpet,
而是只是限于七个碗的话，
but only limit to the seven vials,
我们就觉得有一个难处在哪里呢？
Then where is the difficulty?
这里边就是
within here,
这两个见证人究竟他们从什么时候开始见证神，又在什么时候给杀了，杀了以后他们三天后复活。
And the heart shows with the two witnesses, then when do they begin to testify for God, and when is it that it would end, and when is it after they die they would be risen after 3 days?
因为从这里看的时候，
because when we read it here,
这两个见证人开始传福音的时候，传道的时候呢，七个碗还没有开始。
That when these two witnesses preach, these seven vials have yet to begin.
不仅是七个碗没有开始，
not only that the seven vials did not begin,
并且我们还留意到，
but we can also take note,
第二样灾祸才过去，
that only the second woe is past.
第三样灾祸没有来，
that the third woe has not yet come.
第三样灾祸既然是七个碗,
and if the third woe is the seven vials,
那就是第七号,
that is the seventh trumpet.
那如果要等到那个时候,他们才开,这个大灾难才开始,
then if only at that time, then the great tribulation begins.
那这两个见证人说, 做工的那1260天, 就没有完整的, 完成了。
Then the 1260 days which these two witnesses are to preach have not been fulfilled.
那好像这样我们就发觉那个难处在哪里。
And so it's because of things like that we find it hard.
因为这里提到这三年半的事情呢,
because here when it mentions about the matter of the 3.5 years aside from the two witnesses,
还有兽的国的出现,
there is the kingdom of the beast to appear.
还有那个妇人的其余的儿女们的那个属灵的征战要出现。
And there is also the remnant seed of the woman and the welfare that is to appear.
那这些事情都很清楚地说明是3年半的。
And so all these things are very clearly told to us 3.5 years.
如果大灾难只是七个碗,
and so if the great tribulation is only these seven vials,
那这3年半我们就 没有办法能领会,
and then we cannot understand this period of 3.5 years.
那弟兄姊妹,我说了这大堆的事,也许把弟兄姊妹的心思都搞乱了。
And so brothers and sisters, even though I mentioned all these things, maybe it has confused you.
但你现在不管能不能体会到这其中时间上的限制,
but now regardless if you're able to comprehend the limitation of time here,
但你都留意到有这么一些个事情在这里,
but just take note that there are these things here,
你就体会得到,
then you'll realize
七个碗,
seven vials,
我们能领会, 那是大灾难, 要结束的那一段时间所发生的事。
It's, the seven vials is what is to take place in the time as a result to end the great tribulation.
当这个七个碗一出现的时候,
and when these seven vials appear,
我们不晓得那三年半已经过去了多久,
we do not know how long that 3.5 years have passed,
但是我们看底下的事情,
but when we see the things,
就是看这七个碗所发生的事情,
when we see the events of these seven vials,
我们就晓得这个大灾难已经到了靠近幕后的那一段日子了,
then we realize that the appearing of the seven vials is near the end of the 3.5 years of the great tribulation.
因为特别是叫我们注意到这一句话,
especially this allows for us to understand,
人的大怒在这七个灾的里边发尽了,
for in them is filled up the wrath of God.
再加上15章最末了的那里头又发生一件事,
and also if you add on something that happens in the end of chapter
15,
and that is when the seven angels receive these seven vials from God,
那里就说到神的荣耀和能力就充满在天上的殿的里头,
then it tells us the temple is filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power,
于是殿里边好像都充满了那个烟云,
and so that the temple was filled with smoke and cloud,
就引出一个结果,
and it brings forth this result,
没有人可以进殿,
and no man was able to enter into the temple,
一直要等到这七位天使所降的七个灾完毕,
till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled.
那这是什么意思呢?
And so what does this mean then?
我们看到16章的时候,我们就可以更多地体会到这一句话的意思。
And when we read to chapter 16, we can understand these words even more clearly.
这个话很清楚给我们看到,
these words clearly show us,
没有人能进殿,
no man can enter the temple,
因为神的荣耀和能力毫无保留地,
because the glory and power of God was manifested without any reservation, and this manifestation,
靠近。
No man is able to draw near.
因为弟兄姊妹，你记得我们的神是他是光。
Now brothers and sisters, remember that God is light.
在他里边没有任何的黑暗。
And in Him there is no darkness.
任何带着一点点黑暗的都不能就近光。
That anything with any bit of darkness cannot come near the light.
那按照人的本相是根本没有一个人可以。来到神的光中。
So according to man's nature, no one can come into the light of God.
那现在这里呢？
And so here,
就提到神的荣耀和能力在天上的殿一显明的时候。
It mentions that the power and the glory of God is manifested in the temple.
就没有人可以再进殿了。
That no man is able to enter into the temple.
一直要等到七个天使所降的灾。
Till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled.
那这个七个灾的完毕。
Now the fulfilling of these seven plagues,
在圣经的原来的文字上面
，in the original text of the scriptures, it is very meaningful.
他说的这一个完毕啊
，he says this fulfilling
是一次的动作就完成到永远。
That this one action of fulfilling is everlasting.
不是说一个事情做了然后就慢慢慢慢慢慢带出一个结果。
It is not that once this is done, it will gradually bring this result.
不这里所用的那一个所表达时间的那个词啊。
No, but the tense that is used here to represent time.
是一个动作就完成了所有。
It is one action for all.
像我们在神面前蒙恩的时候一样
Just as when we are blessed with grace before God
一章就说
Ephesians chapter 1 says
神曾经把天上各样属灵的福气赏赐给我
That God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies
这一个赏赐给我们的赏赐
And this blessing us
也是跟这里这个发信了跟那个时间所表达的意义是一样
The tense which is there and here it is the same in this fulfilling
是一个动作就完成了
That is one action and it completes for all
好像在我们的感觉里边神并没有把天上各样属灵的福气一次赏赐给我们
But then in our feeling it doesn't seem like God has given us once for all the spiritual blessings in the heavenlies
我们才信主的时候我们所领会的那恩典是那么一点点
At the beginning when we believe in the Lord the grace we know is only a little bit
过了一段时候又好像领会神的恩典多了一点点
And after some time it seems like we understand a little bit more of His grace
再过一些时候我们那个领会又再多了一点点
And after some time passes again it seems like we realize a little bit more
我们就觉得神给我们的各样的恩典是慢慢慢慢给我们
Then we feel that all the grace that God has given to us is gradual
但是神的话给我们看
But the word of God shows us
神给我们的一切属灵的福气
All the spiritual blessings in the heavenlies which God has blessed us with is not given to us gradually bit by bit.
乃是一次就给了，完全给了我们。
But it is given to us once for all.
那这是在神那一方面神所做的。
And so that is what's done with the side of God.
在我们的经历上，我们就好像不是这个样子。
But in our experience, that does not seem to be the case.
好像是一点一滴的来加添过来。
It seems like God is adding to us a little bit at a time.
那个问题出在什么地方
？And so where's the issue?
那个问题不是出在神没有做完那一件事。
The problem is not with God that He has not completed that.
这个事情乃是说出我们在信心里面是支取神所给的，赶不上。
The issue is with our faith that we cannot follow on sufficiently with what God has done for us to appropriate from it.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到这个事情
So brothers and sisters, you can see this.
你就知道了
Then you know.
神做的，神已经做好了
What God needs to do, He has already finished.
人因着我们所有的缺陷，没有完整的去享用神所做成的。
Man, because of his own shortcomings, cannot fully enjoy what God has completed.
所以在我们的经历上，好像神是一点一滴的把恩典赎给我们。
And so, in our experience, it seems like God has counted His grace one by one to us.
但事实上不是这样。
But the facts are not that.
神那一次一做，就整个的做过来。
That in one action, God has completed once for all.
好像神把整个的 都存进我们的户口里上了。
And so seemingly God has already put deposit that fully into our account.
如果我们有足够的信心，我们是可以全部的享用。
And if we have sufficient faith, we're able to enjoy all of it.
不，我们承认我们是信心不足够。
But we confess our we have insufficient faith.
甚至根本就没有信心。
In fact, we do not have faith.
所以对在享用神为我们所做成的事上就有了许多的限制。
And so we're very limited to enjoy what God has done for us.
但是我们回头看神所做的那一个。
But when we reflect on what God has done,
我们看见神是一次就做好。
Then we have seen that God has done it once for all.
这里所说的神最末了的那七个灾。
And so here when it talks about the last seven plagues of God,
也是如此。
It is the same.
神把这七个灾一做了。
When God has finished this plague,
人的愤怒就结束了。
Then the wrath of God ends.
哦，弟兄们，我们是在感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, we thank God.
因为当神的这个愤怒一结束
，Because when the wrath of God ends,
我们就看到第七号所宣告的那个事实就出现了。
Then we're able to see the appearing of the proclamation of the seventh trumpet.
那就是世上的国成了我主和基督的国。
And that is the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ.
而神的仆人、众仆人，无论大小，得赏赐的时候也到。
And that is also all the servants of the Lord, whether great or small, they will be rewarded.
使人审判的时间也到。
And that is also the time when the Lord will judge both the living and the dead.
做过了以后。
And when all these are finished.
国度就进来了
then the kingdom shall enter
新天新地也接着就要来了
and then the new heaven and the earth will come
但是在国度来以前
but before the kingdom enters
所有拦阻国度不能出现的那些因素都结束了
all the factors that hinder the kingdom from entering must end
再没有任何留下来迟延国度的出现
and there's nothing left that would tarry the appearance of the kingdom
所以在这里提到末了的七灾的时候
and so here when it mentions about the last seven plagues
用那么一个字
the Holy Spirit 来说
到神的愤怒完毕
the Holy Spirit uses that word that the wrath of God ends
就一次的追讨
that one chastening
神的愤怒就完全的得了满足
that the wrath of God is fulfilled
那因此弟兄姊妹我们看见七灾这七个碗的时候
And so brothers and sisters when we look at these seven vials
起码我个人是这样的
At least personally I feel this
这是大灾难的末期所发生的
That it is something that happens at the last part of the great tribulation
这七个碗的事情 一发生
And so when these seven vials come about
大灾难就结束
Then the great tribulation ends
那如果我们能掌握这个点的时候
And so if we can grasp that point
你回头去看两个见证人那个妇人的其余的孩子那个兽的在地上任意而行的那几个时间上就不发生冲突了
Then when you reflect and look at the testimony of the two witnessesthe matter about the remnant of the seed of the woman and also the kingdom of the beast when he acts as he will there would not have any conflict
那好了现在来到这最末后的七灾就快要出现了
and so we're about the time when these last seven plagues will come
那么天上这个异象是怎么来说明这个事情呢
and so how does the vision in heaven tell us about this
什么时候七灾
So when does the seven plagues appear?
那我们不能不注意。
We must pay attention.
最末了的这个意象里头的内容。
We have to pay attention to the content of this last vision.
尤其是在这个内容里边所突出的那一批人物。
Especially the people, the characters in this vision.
那约翰在意象里边所看见的是一个玻璃海。
And so in this vision, what John saw was a sea of glass.
那其中有火掺杂
mingled with fire
那这个是玻璃海我们知道是明镜的
and so we know that the sea of glass is clear
但是明镜的怎么可以有火在那里掺杂
and so if it's clear and transparent how is it mingled with fire
我想为了不产生一些不必要的 误解
so I think in order for us to avoid some misunderstanding
我们中文那个掺杂这一个词大概用的不是太恰当
maybe then in the Chinese translation of this word to mix is not so accurate
因为一弄的掺杂我们的印象很马上就反射出来的那是 都是一些不正常的字。
And so when this term is used in Chinese to mix it, then it would not be very appropriate.
但是玻璃海里边怎么能，如果有掺杂的话，有不正常的在哪里，怎么能成为玻璃海？
And so if a sea of glass, if there is something that is mixed or abnormal there, how can it be a sea of glass?
但是这个事实是中文翻译用这个词所带来的一些误解。
But this is some misunderstanding that's brought about with the translation in Chinese.
或者这样说会比较容易体理会一点。
Maybe if we put it this way, it will be easier for us to understand.
是有火调和在其中。
That there is fire that is knitted within.
这个调和在其中是说出这个火跟那个玻璃海是相引成趣的，就是是互相是调和的。
And so when you say there's fire knitted within the sea of glass, you can say that they are in harmony, united there.
这个火不是说是玻璃海不够透亮。
And this fire does not mean that the sea of glass is not transparent enough.
这个玻璃海里边有火，并不等于说那个玻璃海是有不正常。
That when fire is in the sea of glass does not mean the sea of glass is abnormal.
但是既然是这样，那为什么要这样说呢？
And, but if that's the case, why is it recorded as such?
那就和下文的事情很有关系。
And so it has a lot to do with the text to come.
因为这个玻璃海上头。
Because on top of the sea of glass,
站立了一批人。
There is standing this group.
这一批人是什么人呢？
Who are these people?
是在当那大灾难的里边胜过那个兽和兽的数目的人。
And then that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name.
那就这么记得了。
Brothers and sisters, remember.
这个兽管理在地上横行42个月。
Now this beast was ruling over the earth for 42 months.
所有的人都要受他的印记。
And all the people had to have his mark.
或者接受他的数目。
Or to receive his number.
如果你不这样的顺从他。
If you do not obey him in this way.
你就不能买也不能卖。
You cannot buy or sell.
而换一句话来说。
In other words.
你就不能生活在那一段时间里头。
You cannot live in that period of time.
你没有生存的空间。
You do not have any space to live.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
在那一个时候神保守了一批人。
In those days, God has kept a group of people.
他们就是不跟随敌基督。
They do not follow that
guide. 他们就拒绝兽的意。
They reject the mark of the
beast. 他们也不接受兽的数目。
And they do not receive his number.
你说那这样他们生活很困难。
And so you say it is hard for them to live.
他们生命也没保障。
They have no guarantee for their living.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
因为他们先选主。
Because they chose the Lord.They rather stand on the Lord's side.
他们宁愿忍受许许多多的不方便。
They rather suffer all these inconveniences.
甚至是连命都交出去。
Even to give their life.
但主保守了他们。
But the Lord has kept them.
他们就胜过了兽。
And so they have the victory over the beast.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这一批胜过兽和兽的像的这一批人。
This group who got the victory over the beast and over his image. Now they stand on the sea of glass.
站在这一个玻璃海。
They're standing on this sea of glass.
有火摊调在一起的玻璃海。
The sea of glass which is kneaded with fire.
特别的突出一件事情。
This really stands out.
这一批人他们是经过火炼的试炼而仍然在神面前保持他们的透明。
That means people, they go through the refining of the fire, they're tried by fire, yet they are still kept to be clear and pure.
而我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那么这一批人
this group,
他们是在灾难的里边没有跟随敌基督只是单一的敬畏神来度过他们的艰困的。
That in the tribulation they did not submit to the Antichrist but they solely follow after God to spend their days to go through the hardship.
那现在他们都站在这个玻璃海。
And now they stand on the sea of glass.
在那里拿着神的琴。
And there they have the harps of God.
唱神仆人摩西的歌和羔羊的歌。
And they sing the song of Moses the servant of God and the song of the Lamb.
那我们上次轻轻提了。
And last time we lightly mentioned.
摩西的歌就是律法。
The song of Moses is the law.
就是神的公义的要求。
And that is the righteous requirement of God.
或者是神公义的法表。
Or the righteous manifestation of God.
羔羊的歌这就是恩典。
And the song of the Lamb is the overflowing of grace.
那这一个。
And this.
你要是活在律法的底下，你就没有办法能领会恩典。
If you are to live under the requirement of law, you cannot understand grace.
如果我们是活在恩典的底下,
and if we live under grace,
我们也常常忽略了神的公义。
Many times we would be careless about the righteousness of God.
但是现在这里有一批人。
But now there's this group.
他们在那里发表一个事实。
There they're manifesting one fact.
把神的公义和神的恩典非常均衡的在那里显明出来。
That with very balance, they can manifest fully the righteousness and the grace of God.
因为说到神的公义的时候。
Because when you mention about the righteousness of God,
这一批人是完全服神传柄的人。
This group is a group who completely submits to the authority of God.
他们之所以服神的传柄。
Why are they submitting to the Lord's authority?
那是因为他们认识神是公义的。
Because they know that God is a righteous God.
他们认识神是掌权的神。
They know that God is one who reigns.
他有这个权柄在那里安排定规一切。
And God has the authority to arrange and be sovereign over all.
这一批人就毫无保留的拣选了神的权柄。
And so this group without any reservation chooses the authority of God.
所以他们能唱那个摩西的歌。
So they're able to sing the song of Moses very clearly.
但是另一方面呢。
But on the other hand.
他们也经历到一件事。
They also experience one thing.
虽然他们要站在神的那里。
Though they have to stand on the side of God.
但是如果凭着他们自己的所有。
But if according to what they had.
凭着他们这个从亚当出来的这个事实。
According to the fact that they're from Adam.
他们没有办法能在那种艰困的日子走过的。
There's no way for them to go through those difficult days.
感谢神。
But we thank God.
神把他们保存在旷野。
God has kept them in the wilderness.
凭着什么去保存呢？
By what can God keep them?
就是凭着羔羊所做的事情。
It is by the work of the Lamb.
让他们有力量可以接受比基督一些扎给他们的难处。
And so they can keep and resist all the difficulty given to them by the Antichrist.
所以在他们的身上
so upon them,
是非常清楚知道跟随神的传柄是唯一的出路。
They clearly know to follow the authority of God is the only way of escape.
在他们的身上也非常的清楚的领会。
And upon them, they clearly realize
他们能度过比基督的一切的所加给他们的难处和重担，乃是因着神的恩典做了公义。
That they're able to go through all the difficulty and burden given to them, added to them by the Antichrist, it is by the grace of God to provide for them.
而这批人，他们是认识神公义的要求和恩典的供应。
And so this group truly understands the righteous requirement of God and the gracious supplying of God.
不单是认识，同时也经历。
They do not only know, but at the same time experience.
所以他们在那一个时候，他们能唱出这样的一些。
So at that time, they're able to sing such songs.
那这些诗歌是什么样的呢？
And so what is the song?
以上就引出他们诗歌的内容。
Later shows us the content of this song.
那我们先注意一下。
Now let us pay attention.
那个歌怎么说呢？
What is
你的作为大灾奇灾
Are thy works, Lord God Almighty.
万世之王啊
Lord God Almighty.
你的道途义灾臣灾
Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints.
这两句诗歌啊是什么意思呢
And so what does these lyrics tell us?
诸神全能者啊
Lord God Almighty.
你的作为
Thy ways
就是你所做的一切
That is all thy works.
很伟大
They are great
很稀奇
They are marvelous
是人所没有办法能领会的透的
It is not something man can fully fathom
因为在他们的经历的认识和经历里
Because in their knowledge and in their experience
我们凭什么来与敌基督对抗呢
By what can we resist the Antichrist
我们怎么能在敌基督那样敌极端的抵挡神的时候我们还能有这样的心智去拣选神
How is it able for us to still have the determination to choose God in those extreme situations when all is against God
这个事情是怎么可以出现呢
And so how can that come about
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
他们经历过来了
They have experienced
他们就知道了
Then they know
不是他们自己能做这个事
It is not that they themselves are able to do this
做工在他们
But it is God who is working in them
他们就能做这样的事
Then they're able to do this
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我不用说到大灾难的时候那么紧张的日子
I do not need to go into those anxious days during the great tribulation
我就稍微提一提
even lightly,
过去我们所经历的一点点
even if I lightly mention in some of our previous experiences
也就是中国中国的教会在这几十年里面所经历的那一种事情。
And that is even in these few decades, some of the matters that the church in China has experienced and gone through.
最近这一段时间我有好很偶然的我必须要看了几个前面的弟兄姊妹们的他们的见证。
And very by encounter, I had to read some of, or I was encountered some of the testimony of the previous brethren before me.
从他们说出来的
And from what they have told,
和我个人自己所经历过的
And what I personally have experienced,
我想耀生弟兄在这里也能印证这样同样的事情
And I think Brother Stephen here can also confirm those things.
如果我们回过头来看过去的日子
And that is if we reflect and look at the days past,
我们就很稀奇
Then we're very amazed
我们从哪里会有那一种胆量来与那个掌权者来这个话很难说
It is very hard to say this but where do we have the courage in those days to resist those who are in power
因为我们并不是要反对他
Because it is not that we have to oppose them
我们并不是要与他对抗
Because we do not need to fight against them
但是事实上有一些事情我们没有办法跟随他
But it is in fact there are some things we cannot follow with them
但是要不跟随他的
But if we do not follow along with them
那所引出来的结果就是很不简单
And so the result that is brought forth is not simple
在这些两难的光景里面
And so when we're in that dilemma
那结果我们还是选择站在神的那里
The result is that we still chose to stand on the side of God
我们还是在那里不甘心失去神的喜悦
We're still there not willing to lose the pleasure of God
但是要这样做
But for us to do it that way
我们也知道要付的代价是很重
We realize the price we have to pay is very heavy
我付上的算不得什么
What I've paid for is nothing
弟兄们所付上的有些根本就是他整个的青春
Because what some brethren have paid for is their entire time
有些弟兄和姊妹连命都交出去
Even some brothers and sisters have given their lives
你看到这样的情形
And when you see this situation
你怎么有那个勇气去做一个拣选，我要站在主的一边。
Then how can you have the courage to make that decision to stand on the side of the Lord?
我们很回过头来看。
When we reflect,
我们不能不说那是很稀奇的事。
We cannot say that is something that is wonderful.
因为按照人的天然来说，我们不会做这样的事。
Because according to man's nature, we will not do that.
但是在那个时候，这样做又好像很自然的。
But at that time, it seemingly is very natural for us to do that.
没有什么太大的困惑在那里。
There's no feeling that would cause us to doubt.
那究竟是怎么回事
And so how has that all come about?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们只能说一件事
We can only ascribe to one thing
是神自己在我们身上做工的
It is God himself The result of his work upon us
而且我们不好像那个时候不懂得去计算要付的代价是多少
It seems like God has not allowed for us to account for the price that we had to pay at that time
不是说不知道那个代价有多重
But it's not that we did not know how heavy the price would be
但是根本就没想到要付那个代价怎么付出来
But we were not mindful how we were able to pay that price
很自然的就这样
So naturally we would follow on that way
弟兄姊妹们不是我们人能做
Brothers and sisters this is not something man is able to do
所有能叫我们做的都是神自己在那里
All that enables for us to do so is done by God.
现在你看到这里这一批胜过兽和兽像的人
And so here you see a group who got the victory over the beast and his image.
他们在那里宣告一件事
There they're proclaiming one thing.
他们在那里称赞一件事
There they're praising one thing.
全能的神
That is Lord Almighty.
你的作为大在其在
Great and marvelous are thy works.
你竟然叫软弱的人成为刚强
That you can make the weak to be strong.
你竟然叫那些只会逃避难处的人成为甘心乐意的来接受你所安排的一切的困扰
That you're able to make those who would flee away from difficulty to be willing to accept all the hardship you have given to them
全能的神啊这是你的作为
Lord God Almighty this is thy work
是你所做出来的
It is done by you
因为你是大有能力的神
Because you are Almighty God
你是公义的神
You are righteous God
你是凭着你的公义来引领我们走上你所喜悦的路
And you have led us to go on thy path by thy righteousness
但是新世 上是如此的拣选是一件事。
It is one thing to choose with this in heart.
真正你真实的、直接的、正面的去接触到那个事实的时候。
You, when you actually actively upfront face all these things.
弟兄姊妹，你就晓得这个事情是不是那么容易。
Brothers and sisters, you realize these things are not easy.
许多的时候，我们里面就有一点灰暗的感觉。
And many times within, we would have dimness.
而有些时候，就有一些好像看不见前途的感觉。
And sometimes we'll have a feeling where we cannot see our future.
当人一落到这种情绪的里边，
And when man is under those feelings,
什么属灵的勇气都不会有的。
They would not have any spiritual courage at all.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
这一批人他们经过这些灰色的时光。
This group, they have gone through those gray times.
但是那个结果他们能站在玻璃海上。
But the result is they're still able to stand on the sea of glass.
怎么回事呢？
How did that come?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是羔羊的歌。
It is the song of the Lamb. It is manifested by the song of the Lamb.
这里的称颂的里面第二件事情。
It is the second thing here within their praise.
就是万世之王啊。
It says that thou the King of Saints.
你的道途必哉成哉。
Just and true are thy ways.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们留意这里。
If we pay attention to him.
我们中文把那一个神所做的翻译成道途。
Here, in the Chinese translation, in what God has done is translated as thy way.
也就是道路了。
Or thy way.
当然神的道路是一哉成哉，是这个是无可疑惑的。
And of course, there's no doubt about his ways being just and true.
不过在这一个地方。
But in this place,
我个人的一个体会。
My personal understanding.
把那个道途改换成神啊你做工的方法。
Is that to change thy path in being the path to change it into thy way, the way in which he works.
那弟兄姊妹，这个更能表达当时这一批人的感觉。
Now with that, it can manifest their feeling at that time.
是他们很深的体会得到
that they can
神做工的方法是真实的，又是又是公义的。
That truly they are able to experience and know, comprehend that His ways are just and true.
而弟兄姊妹们，如果我们把它维持在那个道路上面去领会，当然也没有什么不妥当。
And of course, if we understand it with the viewpoint of His path, there's nothing wrong with that.
因为神的道当然是真的了，当然是公义的了。
And of course, His path indeed is just and true.
但是如果我们更具体的把它领会到这是神工作的方法，
But if we can concretely understand this is in the way which God works,
我们就更能体会这一批站在玻璃海上的人他们从经历里面所认识的，
Then we can understand from experience then what this group standing on the sea of God knows, God knows.
神是你工作的方法，
It is thy ways, God.
真的是公义，
It is indeed just and true.
又是那样真实的
they are so true
或者说是那样的切合真理的要求的
and they are so true to the righteous requirement
弟兄姊妹们你记得
brothers and sisters
上一个教他们聚会的时候
you remember in the previous sharing meeting
你不是看到不是听到Eric 弟兄他的交通里面所提到的一位弟兄吗？
Did you not hear in the sharing from Brother Eric about another brother?
三次他要给共产党枪毙的。
That he was about to be executed by the communists three times.
命令都差不多已经是发出了。
And the order was about to be given.
但是很稀奇的。
But very amazingly.
头一次是碰到唐山地震。
The first time was the great earthquake.
唐山地震。
The first time.
第二次是碰到周恩来死。
And the first time was a great earthquake. Second time was someone prominent who died. And the third time was Mao's death.
那这些事情就压下来了。
And so because of those events, it ceased.
一压下来就跟着四人帮倒台，反倒是这个弟兄得了释放。
And so later on, as the events unfolded, this brother was set free because of other events.
Eric 弟兄还没有说到一个很关键的点呢。
And Brother Eric did not share on a very crucial point.
那个要判决他执行要枪毙他的那几个党的负责人，结果是跟他同在一个监房里。
Sorry.
要判决他又准备执行死刑的那几个党的负责人跟这个弟兄关在一个监房里。
And these communist leaders which was about to judge him and persecute him, execute him, was locked in the same prison as this brother.
因为他们几个人都是四人帮的头目。
And because they are all the heads of the communist party.
奇妙的事情在这。
And that is where it's amazing.
等我们的弟兄得释放的时候。
That when our brother was released.
这三个党里边的高干啊。
These three high officials in the party.
两个得救了。
Two were saved.
一个还没有。
One has not yet.
但是后来他们也就是释放了。
But later they are also delivered.
但是过了一阵子。
But later on.
那个第三个就是弟兄离开监狱的时候没有得救的那个。离开监了以后也得救了。
But later on, even the last one was saved after he was released.
弟兄姊妹，谁能做这样的事情？
Brothers and sisters, who is able to do such things?
一个他已经走到死亡的边缘的人，神把他整个的脚步调转过来。
On the one who is at the edge of death, yet God is able to turn his footsteps.
那是原来要践踏他的人。
And those who are to trample upon him.
因着他们碰在一起。
And because they are in the same place.
结果他们从一个无神论者就成了基督徒。
And from one who is atheist, they have become Christians.
谁能做这样的？
Who is able to do such things?
谁能管理这样的环境来完成这样的一件？
Who is able to be sovereign over this event to finish it?
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为这个弟兄，跟我们没有一点的关联。
Brothers and sisters, do not think this brother has nothing to do with us.
弟兄姊妹，你读过他的那一本书，你就知道了。
Brothers and sisters, if you have read his book, then you know.
他就是那个上山之月的作者。
He is the author of the key to that sense.
他的儿子也在我们当中一个很短的时间过。
And his son was also in our midst for a short period of time.
真实的人，真实的事。
It is a true person, a true event.
就除了他。
Aside from him.
我们也说，又说。
We also say.
师父信弟兄姊妹们也记得。
Brothers and sisters also know of other brothers.
那他的那个见证里面说的哦，主的爱，这个见证弟兄姊妹也大概也看了。
And if brothers and sisters probably read about his book of Oh, the Love.Of God.
你也看见他在那一段的日子里边有些非常困难的事。
And you can see in his experience there are many, many difficult hardships.
因着一些事情，整个劳改场的人已经安排好来斗争他了。
And that because of some events, all those in the labor camp was about to persecute him.
但是突然那里闹水灾，那个堤坝要崩了。
And because of the flood, the dam was about to burst.
都去抢坝救灾去了。
And so they all had to go and rescue the flood.
这个事情也就不了了之。
And so that matter did not come about.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
也许我们会说。
Maybe we'll say.
神既然能力把他允许他进到劳改场。
If God is allowed for him to go to the labor camp.
那开个斗争会又算的是什么？
And so it is nothing for him to get prosecuted.Brothers and sisters,
你就看到一些事情。
You can see some things.
如果不是主允许，
if the Lord does not allow,
我们一根头发都不会掉在地。
Not one hair will fall.
如果是主允许，
if the Lord allows,
那么他也就在那里负责领我们走过那一些难处。
He would be there to be responsible to lead us through all the difficulty.
但是问题就在这里。
But that is where the issue is.
我们的眼目是不是一直定在他的身上？
Is our sight fixed upon him?
你一直定在他的身上，你就看见他的做工的方法。
If our sight is fixed upon him, then we will see his way.
不然的话，就好像我碰到一个，不是碰到一个人，我从前的一个同学。
Otherwise, it would be like a previous co-student of mine.
他曾经很爱主。
Once he greatly loved the Lord.
后来在那个环境的里边就离开主很远。
But later, because of the situation he's in, he departed away far from the Lord.
后来他们夫妻俩都到了香港。
And later on, both him and his wife went to Hong Kong, and I went to visit him.
那是我跟姊妹一块去。
And I went with my wife.
在刚才谈到他们一些经历。
And so we shared on some of his experiences.
他们没有再说神的怜悯、神的保守、神的拯救。
They no longer talk about the mercy of God, God's keeping, and the salvation of God.
他们说什么呢？
What do they say?
哎呀，我们真很真幸运。
Oh, how fortunate we are.
而且又是很幸运。
Oh, how lucky we are.
还是幸运。
It is so fortunate.
看不见神的手了。
They do not see the hand of God, brothers and sisters.
这个是很，为什么这一批人，他们在火炼的里边，那个结果，他们站在玻璃海上。
Brothers and sisters, that is why this group, when they are tried by fire, yet they are able to stand on the sea of glass. Because their sight is continually fixed upon the Lord.
在他们身上所做的一切，他们都看得很清楚。
So they are able to see clearly all that the Lord does upon them.
他们看到了，完全是神的怜悯在那里。来成就神所要做的事。
And all they're able to see is that by the mercy of God, He is able to do all that He did.
所以他们唱出。
So they're able to sing.
万事之王啊，你的做工的方法意在成在。
Thou King of Saints, just and true are thy ways.
那这两个事实。
And these two facts.
就是羔羊的歌和摩西的歌。
Are the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb.
神的公义、正直、怜悯、恩慈、恩典，完全的都调在一起。
It is completely the righteousness, grace, love, mercy, compassion of God all mingle together.
没有偏重哪一个方面。
And not one is greater than the other.
我们虽然今天是站在教会的地位上，
Even though today we stand on the ground of the church，
如果从这一批人的经历上来比较，我们不得不承认我们在认识准确的认识神这一方面实在是有点缺钱。
And if we compare it to this group of people, indeed we say that we have come short of the understanding of God.
我们常常发觉我们的难处。
Many times we discover our difficulty.
懂得神的公义，就忘掉了神的怜悯。
If we know the righteousness of God, yet we forget about the mercy of God.
看重了神的怜悯，就丢掉了神的公义。
And if we emphasize on the mercy of God, then we lose the righteousness of God.
非常难以寻找到有多少能把神这个完全的性情来领会又显明。
And it is very, very hard for us to find those who can completely understand this nature of God.His grace and His righteousness.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那现在我们该来注意了。
Now we have to pay attention.
他们这一批人是什么时候站在玻璃海？
Now, when does this group stand on the sea of glass?
是在那七个灾，最末后那七个灾又快要执行的时候，在这里说了。
Here it is before the seven plagues about to be executed. Here it says.
但是说到他们的时候，就指出他们是胜过兽和兽的数目的。那你就看到，那是这七个灾的末了，或者说这个七个灾已经完全过去了的时候。
And so here, when it says they have gotten the victory over the beast and his number, we know it is at the very end of the seven plagues, or even that the seven plagues have been over.
就是说出。这大灾难结束了，这些人他们就被带到天上玻璃海那去了。
Or that is when the seven plagues, the great tribulation has ended, then this group is brought to the sea of glass in heaven.
那这一批人就在14章里边的那一个天使的收那个主的收割的里头的那一批人的当中呢。
And so this group is under the harvest of the Lord.
在这一个时候唱出这样。
And so at this time they sing such a song.
那就带出一个结论了。
And so it brings us this conclusion.
什么结论呢？
What is that?
主啊，谁敢不敬畏你？
Who shall not fear thee, O Lord?
不将荣耀归于你的名。
And glorify thy name.
因为独有你是圣的。
For thou only art holy.
万民都要来在你面前敬拜。
For all nations shall come and worship before thee.
因你公义的作为已经显出了。
For thy judgments are made manifest.
弟兄姊妹们，你把这几句话和上面那一个你的作为大灾奇灾，你的道途一再成灾来并在一起来留意。
Now brothers and sisters, you take note with that with the previous verse in verse 3.
你就看到了。
Then you see.
这些话都是从经历里面所得出来的结论。
These words are the conclusion that have come forth from experience.
谁敢不敬畏你呢？
Who shall not fear thee, O Lord?
弟兄姊妹们记得吧。
Brothers and sisters, you remember.
在灾难的期间。
It is during the great tribulation.
天使所传的福音。
The gospel of the angels.
是什么福音呢？
What gospel is that?
敬畏神的福音。
It is the gospel to fear God.
应当敬畏神。
Fear God.
但是那个时候人没有几个听得进去。
But at that time, not many will hear those words.
但是天使在那里宣告的仍然是这一个。
What they proclaim is still this.
应当敬畏神。
Fear God.
现在事情过了。
And now it is past.
神的作为显出来。
The Lord's works have been made manifest.
神的工作的方法也显明出来了。
And his methods have been made manifest.
那这些经历过来的人。
And so these who have experienced.
他们就宣告一件。
They proclaim one thing.
谁敢不敬畏你？
Who shall not fear thee?
为什么你要是得的要受敬畏呢？
Why do you need to be feared?
因为谁敢不把荣耀归给你？
And who will not glorify thy name?
因为唯有你是圣的。
For thou only art holy.
唯有你是圣的。
For thou alone art holy.
独有你是圣的。
Only thou art holy.
然后底下就说。
And then later it says.
万民都要来向你面前敬拜。
For all nations shall come and worship before thee.
因为你公义的作为
显出来。For thy judgments are made manifest.
那这两句话。
These two sentences.
就和摩西的歌、羔羊的歌。就很吻合了。
It is very harmony with the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb.
因为我们如果能明白那个希腊文的。
Because if we can understand the Greek.
如果就是不明白希腊文，你也可以从一些concordance 上面去查到这些字的那些意义。
And even though you do not understand the Greek from some concordances, you still can look up the meanings of these words.
在这里就说到，唯有神啊，你独有你是圣的。
Here it says, "For thou alone art holy."
这个圣是指着什么呢？
What is this holy pointing to?
不是平常我们观念的所说的那个圣。
It is not the concept we normally have about holiness.
那和我们平常所认识的那个圣洁的那个圣。是两个不同的字。
This holiness to our normal concept of being holy as being pure is two different words.
这一个圣啊
，this holy
是特别重在神的怜悯和恩慈的这一个性格方面的。
It is especially emphasized on this character of God's grace and mercy.
独有你是这样的圣的。
That only thou alone art holy in this way.
独有你是这样与众不同的。
That only you alone are different than others.
与众不同，这个是没有改变。
Now, it is still unchanging with this matter that he is different from others.
神的确是与众不同。
Yes, indeed, God is different from others.
没有任何事物可以与神。
There is nothing that can compare with God. That's why he is holy.
但这里的圣呢,
but this holy stresses the mercy and loving kindness in the character of God.
正因为神呢, 你是这样, 万民都要到你面前来,
it is because you are like this, God. All nations shall come and worship before thee.
因为如果你没有这样的恩慈和怜悯,
because without such compassion and mercy,
万民就没有路可以来到你
面前。 All nations does not have a way to come before you.
但是你的恩慈和怜悯显出来的时候呢,
but when your compassion and mercy is manifested,
并没有减少你的公义。
It does not decrease any of your righteousness.
接下去就说，因为你公义的作为已经显出来了。
Then it tells us to follow for thy judgments are made manifest.
感谢赞美我们的。
We praise and thank our God.
他配得万有来敬拜。
He is worthy for all to worship him.
那是因为他实在是这样一位配得敬拜的。
It is because he is indeed a God who is worthy of all.
他没有。带着任何的黑暗和缺陷。
With him, there's no shortcoming or darkness.
他也没有任何一点点把万有与他放在一个不能靠近的距离里。
And he did not place himself at a distance from all that they cannot draw near to him.
相反的。
But on the contrary,
他和万有包括人在里边 因着他这样的性情给带到与神面对面的那个结果里。
With all, including men, that he is able to bring them into his presence, that they can see him face to face.
我们实在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
我们看到在大灾那里边出来的那一批得胜者。
When we see these overcomers that come forth from the great tribulation.
这批不是教会的得胜者。
Now, this group is not the overcomers of the church.
是经历大灾难的得胜者。
But they're the overcomers who have experienced the great tribulation.
当然，像他们的这样的经历，如果摆在教会的时期里。
And of course, with their experience, if you place them in the age of the church,
他们也当然是得胜者。
And of course, they will be overcomers.
不过因为时代的不同，他们不列在教会的得胜者的范围。
Because of a different age, they are not listed amongst the overcomers of the church.
他们是大灾难期里边的得胜者。
But they are the overcomers during the period of the Great Tribulation.
那换一句话说。
So in other words,
大灾难结束的时候
at the end of the great tribulation
那一个结果是什么呢
what is that result
那一个结果乃是神得到了该得的尊贵荣耀和敬拜
the result is that God has gained the glory, honor and worship that is due to him
我们感谢神
we thank God
当我们掌握了这样的一个事实
and so when we grasp such a fact
我们就体会到神的大怒在那七灾里边发尽了是怎么回事
then we'll understand what the matter is for in them is filled up the wrath of God in the seven plagues
因为神是明明的给人去认识
because God has clearly shown
所以我们看到大灾难结束以后
so after we see the great tribulation end
在启示录里头
it is not in Revelation
那是马太福音的山羊绵羊的审判
it is in the judgment of the sheep and the goat in Matthew
你看到那批山羊在主面前所说的话
you can see what the goat says before the Lord
你也能体会到这里边的那个事实
then you understand the facts in here
那批山羊并没有在那里辩驳说
The goats did not try to make an excuse and say
我们也敬畏神啊
We also fear God
没有他们没有再辩驳了
No, they did not do that
不过他们只是不明白为什么我们不敬畏神
But they just do not understand why they did not fear God
主就告诉他们说
So the Lord told them
因为你没有体贴神的心
Because you are not mindful of the heart of God Brothers and sisters, you see
那一批绵羊啊
That sheep
当然也不是这一批的胜者
Of course, they're not this group of overcomers
他们也不明白为什么他们会在主的面前蒙悦呢
They do not know how they're accepted before the Lord
但是我们看看这批的胜者所唱的出来的歌
But when we see the song sung here by these overcomers Then we will know
那你称为绵羊的
That group who are the sheep
因为他们体贴神的心
Because they're mindful of the heart of God
他们就给神悦纳
So they're accepted by God
我们实在感谢主
Indeed we thank the Lord
那虽然这些事
And so even though these things
与我们今天在教会里边的神的儿女们没有直接的关系
For the children of God in the church today does not have any direct relationship with us
但是他们所走过的经历
But the experiences which they go through Indeed, it is a great encouragement to us.
叫我们知道在跟随主的路上，我们的拣选应该是什么。
So that we know in the path of following the Lord what our choice should be.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这里。
I think we'll end our sharing here today.